Morgan's AM. Dow and S&P decline for a third straight session. A more defensive bent to trading.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
The Dow and S&P 500 declined for a third straight session overnight. The Dow is down 69 points or 0.2%. The broader S&P 500 slipped 0.1%, with energy and materials both falling over 1%. More defensive sectors outperformed, including utilities and consumer staples. Swiss investment bank UBS raised its S&P 500 price target for the end of the year to 4,650 and for 2022 to 4,850. UBS acknowledged that equities are likely to have a pullback at some point, likely driven by another reset in real yields higher, but other tailwinds should drive the S&P 500 to a new high by year end. The Nasdaq fell 0.6%, its first fall in five sessions, and a day after logging its 36th record closing high of the calendar year to date. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index lost 1.1%. Coinbase Global Inc. fell 3.2% after the cryptocurrency exchange revealed it received a notice of possible enforcement action from the Securities and Exchange Commission over lending practices. In US corporate earnings, Lululemon Athletica jumped over 13% in extended trading after the athletic apparel retailer's second quarter adjusted earnings per share and revenue comfortably exceeded consensus analyst forecasts, while the company also lifted its full-year earnings and revenue guidance. RH rose over 2% in extended trading after the furniture retailer's quarterly result topped Wall Street estimates on the top and bottom line. In US economic data, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey recorded that job openings, a measure of labor demand, jumped 749,000 to a record 10.9 million on the last day of July, the fifth consecutive monthly record high. Elsewhere, the Federal Reserve's latest beige book of general economic conditions said that the US economy downshifted slightly in August as the renewed surge of the coronavirus hit dining, travel, and tourism. However, the economy overall remained in the throes of a post-pandemic rush of rising prices. European bosses retreated, with the automotive sector down 2.2%, leading the pan-European Stoxx 600 index 1.1% lower. Germany's DAX fell 1.5% to log its worst single-session decline since mid-July. France's CAC lost 0.9%. The European Central Bank announced their latest interest rate decision tonight and is widely expected to hold its target interest rate steady at -0.5%, but announce a cut in its pandemic emergency purchase program and provide revised economic forecasts. London's FTSE 100 lost 0.75%, with house builders among the worst performers. However, B&M European Value Retail rallied 6.9% after the discount retailer said it expects interim core earnings to be ahead of analyst forecasts on the back of stronger gross margins. Base metals were mostly firmer, although copper lost 0.9% to be trading just above $4.20 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel gained 0.7%, aluminium with a 1.4% gain, and zinc up 0.8%. The China Consumer Price Index and Producer Price Index for August are released later today. Fresh falls on spot iron ore markets, with the benchmark contract dropping $5.78 or 4.2% to $132.19 a metric ton. A firmer US dollar again weighed on precious metals markets, with gold futures settling $5 lower at $1,793.50 an ounce. Oil and natural gas prices climbed amid a sluggish return of energy output in the Gulf of Mexico in the wake of Hurricane Ida, and ahead of the latest round of weekly inventory data, released a day later than normal due to the Labor Day holiday on Monday. October WTI futures logged their first gain in three sessions, rising 95 cents or 1.4% to $69.30 a barrel. Brent gained 91 cents or 1.3% to $72.60 a barrel. The Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement overnight estimated that nearly 77% of Gulf of Mexico oil production and more than 77% of natural gas output remains shut in following Hurricane Ida. Elsewhere, the Energy Information Administration released their latest monthly short-term energy outlook report, lowering its 2021 forecasts for global oil demand growth and US production, as well as WTI prices. And after the markets closed, the American Petroleum Institute released their latest weekly inventory data, recording a 2.9 million barrel decline in US crude stockpiles for the weekend of the 3rd of September. US Treasury yields retreated across the maturities, with US 10-year Treasury yields falling 3.7 basis points to 1.33%. St. Louis Federal Reserve President James Bullard, in an interview with the Financial Times published overnight, said that the US Central Bank should move toward trimming its monthly purchases of $120 billion in treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. Elsewhere, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said in a letter to congressional leaders overnight that the department could run out of room next month to keep paying the government's bills unless Congress steps in to suspend or raise the federal borrowing limit. The Australian dollar is weaker this morning, buying around 73.7 US cents. The Bank of Canada overnight left its key interest rate unchanged at a record low of 0.25% as expected, as it warned supply chain disruptions and a fourth wave of COVID-19 infections could weigh on the country's economic recovery.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.